Here in the studio, I want to welcome Tina Shaw. Good morning.
Morena.
So you are organising or talking?
Helping to.
You are helping to organise the Whangaroa Writers' World events this weekend?
Yes. So me and Anne Neville have been organising a workshop tonight and a full day of workshops with writers tomorrow from about 9 o'clock.
So what's the – we'll go in chronological order. What's the event tonight?
Oh, well, I'm taking a workshop on world building, basically, in fiction. So, you know, if you're writing it could be sci-fi, it could be fantasy, it could be anything, and you've got to build a world around that. So
yes.
We're going to do a really cool brainstorming workshop, and people get to write a bit about that. I'm a writer myself and a publisher, so I've had quite a bit of experience with world building. And just trying to make a world real for the reader.
Okay, so that's this evening. Is it at the Old School, I presume?
Old School, 5:30.
From 5:30, okay. And what's happening tomorrow on Saturday?
Oh, tomorrow we've got such a great day. We've got Anne and I are doing a workshop first thing about publishing, everything you wanted to know about publishing.
So this is Anne Neville. She's been in here before talking about other writers' events.
Anne Neville. So that might be indie publishing or traditional publishing and all the steps up to how to present your manuscript to send it out to a publisher. So we'll be covering a lot of nitty gritty and, you know, taking questions and all that. And then after a break, we've got Mandy Hager, who I believe you've met.
Yeah, well, I interviewed her when she came to the Word Cafe.
It was
an event that happened three times in the previous decade. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I got to interview her, which was cool.
Oh, she's amazing, eh?
Yeah.
Award-winning writer. She's written a lot for young adults, but also for adults. And she's going to be taking a workshop based on character and how to build a character-driven story. So that'll be really special. And she's come here from Wellington. And then after lunch, we've got the amazing Anita Arlov. She's coming in from Auckland. She's doing a workshop on flash fiction. And
what does that mean?
Yeah, flash, right? It's basically very, very short stories. So like 300 words, 400 words, and, you know, like flash in a pan. It's got to be fast. It's got to be tight. And she knows everything about flash fiction. So she's judged it. She's written it. She's hosted competitions. So really excited about having her here in Raglan. And then we've got Ben Brown, who's currently the writer in residence at in Kerikeriroa at the university.
Mm-hmm.
Ben is an amazing storyteller and speaker, and he's going to be talking about the whakapapa of story, from essence to understanding. And, you know, once he gets going, he's just so inspiring. So and we're going to round it off that evening at the Wharf, so participants can come along and share their writing and have a drink and, yeah.
So what level of writer do you want to be before embarking on this course?
You can be any kind.
Okay.
So you can be a complete beginner, but you might have ideas, but you don't know what to do with them.
Yeah.
Or you might be quite a experienced writer. You might have few publications under your belt, but you just want to have, you know, get involved in a bit of collegial professional development for the day. So, in fact, I know of one very published local writer who's going to be coming along, and people just get so much out of it.
Yeah, and you were telling me off the air that there's a discount for students as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to give a discount, and there's also a discount for members of the Raglan Arts Council, Arts Community, the old school. And we've got a few spaces left, so, you know, I'm hoping people will rock on in. You can go online and book. Go into creativeraglan.co.nz.
Okay, and so you're doing just by yourself the one this evening about creating, what was it, creating worlds?
World building.
Yes.
World building.
Is that something, when you started writing, was that something you were good at? Is that a natural thing you have a natural affinity for, or is that just part of the many things you need to learn to write?
I think it's something, I mean, first of all, I think you know, you're going to be a writer, you're probably going to have a big imagination, which I always had.
Yeah.
And it's how to channel that into building your world, your fictional world. And that's about, you learn that, that's about craft. It's all the different things you need to, elements you need to bring in to tell a good story and engage the reader.
Do you need to have an idea in your head of what that world is like, including like details and information you don't actually use in the story or you don't write about?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, people talk about the tip of the iceberg, right?
Yeah.
So as a writer, you'll know what the whole iceberg is comprised of,
yeah,
but in your actual writing or your book, you'll just be showing the tip.
Right, so we could read your book, read a book that you've written,
yep,
and have questions, and you would be able to answer those questions most likely about characters and their motivations and things like that.
I would try.
You would try. I mean, if you wrote it a while ago, you might not remember it necessarily. Yeah, but
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and do you do that first, or is that done concurrently with the writing?
You know, I think it really depends on the writer. Lots of writers, some writers are planners,
yeah,
and they would do a lot of their work beforehand. And a lot of it's so fun. It's brainstorming. It's, you might draw maps of the world that you're creating.
Right.
But then other people are more organic, and they'll just figure that stuff out as you're going, as you're writing.
Let it emerge.
Yeah, yeah. And that's an amazing way to write, because you can discover a lot about your world and even things that you didn't even sort of realize you were going to include. So it sort of comes out of the ether.
Which sort of planner are you?
I'm the second one.
You're the second one.
I'm a hopeless planner.
So yeah. So is it harder to meet a deadline if you're that kind of writer?
I'm pretty good with deadlines.
You're pretty good with deadlines? Okay, yeah. that's reassuring to hear. So do you find the characters also evolve and they almost have a mind of their own in some ways?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And the more that you get into your world, your fictional world, the world that you're creating, and the more that you engage and interact with your character and develop them, they really start to come alive, you know. Yeah. That's the best way, when and they'll come out with all sorts of things, you know. They'll pop out with funny lines of dialogue or quirks that they do, and yeah, it's just, so you know, the whole creative process is really interesting.
I know that everyone who knows, musicians talk about it as well, that it comes from, so they don't know where it comes from.
It's almost like you're channeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can understand the link with musicians and like songwriters.
Yeah.
And you just got to sort of open your mind up to creativity and other worlds. And
Yeah.
So in my workshop, I'm going to try and tap into that, you know, and basically we're brainstorming and just try and get, we'll create a world of our own within the group.
And do you have advice for people on how to get into a creative headspace as well? I suppose that's part of it.
I think you've just got to do it. You've just got to turn your phone off, turn the radio off, sorry.
I understand.
and just get into it, whether you're on a computer or a pen and paper, and just allow yourself to get absorbed in the world that you're creating.
Yeah.
You know, and have the confidence to do that too.
Well, I was going to ask about that, whether you need to keep it a secret for a while, at least plan to keep it a secret so that you're not self-conscious or anything while you're writing.
I did that, you know, when I first, very first times when I was writing, I pretty much didn't tell anybody what I was doing.
Yeah.
So.
They're just like, where's Tina been?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. She's been down in the basement.
So, and you're also a publisher.
Yeah.
So how and why did you become a publisher?
Well, I was invited to join a group of people who run Cloud Ink Press. So that's a boutique publishing company. We publish only New Zealand fiction. So we're really passionate about that. And we're not doing a lot, maybe a couple of books a year.
Yeah.
So, and that's been amazing, because that's the other side of it, you know, when you're in the background, you're taking a book from a pure manuscript form right through to a polished item that ends up in the bookshop.
So a lot of that's kind of technical knowledge or editing.
Editing.
Checking everything.
Proofreading.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of that. Cover design, working out the best kind of cover, what fonts to use on the cover and inside. There's a lot to it. But, and actually we'll be covering some of that, Anne and I, Saturday morning at our workshop.
It's the first part of the Saturday workshop.
About publishing.
Yeah, I guess it's easier for an individual to become a publisher now. You don't need to own a printing press.
Yeah. Oh, no, you don't have a printing press. And in fact, you can do print on demand now. So say if you want to print 20 copies or 50 copies, you can get that done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it also conversely the big publishers are also harder to actually get into?
Yes, I'm afraid. I mean, publishing's always been pretty hard to break into, traditional publishing.
Yeah.
So that's still the case, basically. But they're still publishing books, so you know, I always encourage people to try them out.
And I mean, and are you, when you're writing, are you writing for the dollar at the end of it, or are you writing because you've got to write?
Yeah, I don't worry about the dollars. Otherwise, you know, I'm pretty broke when it comes to writing.
Yeah.
But, you know, other people do. And especially if you can get into a niche market or niche genre, there's some amazing New Zealand writers who are making big bucks, you know, and they're international and they're online, they're selling ebooks. Yeah, so that is possible.
I guess I was kind of curious about whether that affects the creative process at all.
I suspect, I mean, it's two things, right? You're still going to have the creative process and the creativity because you've got to have that to create your story and your book. But then the other side of it, you're a business person. So you'd be selling that book as a product. And I really super admire people who can do both of those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's kind of cheeky for me to ask that question because I write radio jingles. Mm-hmm. So, and there's still a creative element in that.
Of course there is.
But it's very much on task.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got a job to do. So, yeah, I know it's infinitely possible to combine the two, like the job and the creativity.
Some people can, and it's so amazing that they can do that and get their work out into an international market and do all sorts of things.
But it is also nice to just have complete freedom as well, isn't it?
I know. Which kind of brings us back to the secret squirrel thing, you know, when you can write away secretly and it's just for you, and that's really nice too.
And have you still got that writing that maybe you've never shown anyone?
I've got a couple of things in the drawers, in the set of drawer, which probably won't ever be published. And there are ideas, you know, you're like, you'll start something and it just fizzles out, it doesn't go anywhere. There'll be quite a few embarrassing things like that hidden away.
Also, I imagine as you get older and more experienced and become a better writer, you might look back at that as well and go, oh, why did I do that? Or
Yeah, I should dig out a couple and see how bad they are. But you know,
just for a laugh.
But you know, the other thing, I kind of think of it, it's all part of your craft, right?
Yeah.
You don't sit down and write the perfect novel straight off. It takes you so many tries and attempts to actually, and you get better and better and better. It's like playing a sport, you know. You'll start with something, you'll do exercises, you'll train. Yeah.
So you should just write about anything, maybe get some hours under your belt.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. As long as you like it. And you do it by yourself.
Is it
a lonely thing to do? Do you need to get, and I guess it depends when you're an introvert or an extrovert, whether you need to get out and see people afterwards, but.
I think, I find you do have to go out and see people. Otherwise, you know, you get a bit stir crazy in your own little brain. And it's really good to mix it up as well. And go out and have new experiences and go to work or whatever, or go to the beach, go surfing. Yeah.
Do that, and the life experiences, do they inform the writing as well?
They've got to, definitely. And your memories and the things that have happened to you in the past. And you might not be writing directly about those things, you know. Some people do, some people don't, right?
But it still informs you
anyway.
But
it still informs your writing, absolutely.
So we're talking about an evening and a day course that you guys are doing this weekend. When you were starting out writing, what did you get in the way of tutoring or mentoring or that sort of thing? What happened for you that helped you along the way?
I mainly did workshops like we're doing on Saturday.
Yeah.
And what else did I do? I did have a mentor who helped me a lot. So he was looking at I started with short stories, right? Because short stories are short. You don't have to commit a lot of time to it. And you can, they're really great area to build your craft.
Yeah.
So he would look at my short stories and then basically, you know, tear them apart, and then I'd go away right. and have a little cry, and then I'd go back to it and do another draft, you know.
Yeah.
So I learnt a lot about my craft that way.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's a kind of faster way than just doing it by yourself.
Yeah, it's hard by yourself. You really need at some stage an audience, a helpful audience,
yeah.
you know, who can help critique your work and teach you about craft. And, you know, these days lots of people, they'll go and do a year-long course, you know. I think they have one at the University of Waikato where you can go and study writing. Yeah.
That would cost more than the ones yeah. this weekend. The events yeah, this weekend would. Are actually – I'm pretty sure they've been subsidised because they're a good price for what you get.
Yep.
Let's just mention them as well.
Yes, it's $80 for the full day. If you're a member of the Raglan Old School,
yep.
the arts community, then it's $60. And then we'll have a student discount as well, and that includes university students.
Okay, mm. high school students, university mm. students.
And I think tonight's just $15 per person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's, what, a couple of hours, 3 hours, something like that?
Yeah, well, yeah, a couple hours.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And I think I will ask the question again because it's always important to ask this one about who it's for, like who can come along, what level of experience.
Anyone, yeah. honestly. Anyone interested in writing who maybe hasn't even written before and they just want to find a way into it.
Yeah.
We're really catering for all levels.
Yeah.
And then, as I say, published writers, yeah, because that's like just an inspiring creative day.
And will they have to read their writing out to other people?
They won't have to.
They won't have to.
But we will be encouraging them.
Yeah.
And
why do you think that's important?
I think, you know, it's an audience.
Yeah.
And
that's what the writing's for ultimately, I guess.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, sure, you can write just for yourself, but a lot of us write for an audience. And also, you know, hearing other people read their own work and you're standing up there beside them or next to them, it's just a lovely sort of dynamic.
Yeah.
And especially yeah. work, if you're, say, for instance, you've all, in a group, you've all written the same exercise in one of the workshops, and it's so fun comparing seeing what other people have written.
Yeah, mm. yeah. And you're not going to, like, pull them apart publicly
or
anything like
that. No, absolutely not.
I've been in creative environments where that happens, and that's not a lot of
no,
fun.
No, yeah. no, we are kind and gentle.
That's good. That's what
and encouraging.
That's the reassurance that I think a lot of people want to hear.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's just mention again the people who are the tutors for tomorrow's, mm-hmm. for the Saturday session. It's you and Anne Neville about publishing. We've talked a little bit about that. Why do people need to know about publishing, actually? Can't they just write and give
yeah.
it to someone else?
You can just write. Just write. But then a lot of people also would like to be published. So that's what Anne and I are covering, just a lot of background about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And does that include distribution as well?
Yes, like we'll talk about distribution. And that's a key element. How do you get your books out into the
yes,
world?
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
yeah,
that's what I'm wondering.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
I mean, we've got lots of authors in Raglan.
Mm.
And there are some of the local shops will be carrying books.
Mm.
And I know sometimes the Writers' World has a pop-up bookshop at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. We have been doing that all year.
Yeah. But the exhibition room's busy at the moment with the Raglan Arts Weekend coming mm-hmm. up, so I guess that's not happening this time. Yeah, so the other tutor's got Mandy Hager there. I remember interviewing her, and her brother is Nicky Hager.
That's right.
And I remember when I first saw it, at the start of the interview, I thought, oh, yeah, so he does the political. It's not just political, like he's driven for a cause or something, and I thought, and she's, you know, she's like a youth writer or something like that. But after the interview, I realized that she actually shared a lot of the same values but was channeling it through a different way.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah.
And I've just read her latest book. It's called Grace Hopper, and that's quite political,
right?
So you know, both Hagers are really passionate about politics and people's rights and the environment. So that certainly comes through Mandy's work.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, interesting. But more disguised.
Yeah, it's just channeled in a different way, I think.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. yeah. And Ben Brown, can you tell us a bit more about him, like what he's written and things like that?
Yeah, so he's written for young people, and he's written a memoir. He was actually our very first New Zealand Reading Ambassador for Children in New Zealand, Te Awhi Rito. And that's where I first met him. He and I were touring around Northland with some other writers. We're all in a little van going around schools and reading and talking to kids. And yeah, it was amazing. And that's when I first heard, you know, the power of his oratory skills.
Right, okay, yeah.
And we were actually touring around the time of Matariki, so he was talking a lot about that. He knows so much about the Māori gods and the whole world of Matariki.
And he's talking about whakapapa.
The whakapapa of story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, it's from the origins of story, I imagine, where it comes from and its background, maybe the ancestors of story.
Yeah. Again, stuff that might not appear on the written page as part of the story.
Yeah.
But is probably,
the whole background,
I'm guessing, is an important part of informing where the story goes and what the characters do. Yeah.
And I'm hoping, you know, he'll also talk about what it's like to be a Māori writer and that whole, his own writing whakapapa. So that it'll be really interesting.
Yeah.
He's a poet as well.
Right. Mm. Yeah, sounds like he'll be naturally entertaining when he talks anyway.
He is going to be.
Compelling. Yeah.
Yeah, he is compelling. Yeah.
And Anita Arlov?
Arlov.
Yes. And you said fast fiction. Does she do things other than fast fiction herself?
Mainly flash fiction and poetry.
Did I call it fast?
Yeah, you did.
Sorry.
But it's also fast.
Yeah, it is.
It's fast to read. It's fast to write.
Yeah.
But yeah, flash fiction. She has been staging something called Inside Out Open Mic for Writers. And she's been working to host the Writers Lounge in the Auckland Art Gallery. She's been published all over the place in New Zealand and overseas, like in Flash Frontier, Takahe, Small Fictions. So, yeah, she knows all about writing flash fiction.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a brilliant genre, especially if you're starting out. Because, you know, it's only one page or less, and you can get your draft down and then you can tinker with it and make it into a really tight story. Yeah. And great for sharing, for instance, at the Wharf on Saturday night.
Right. So so this is part of the group that is doing the workshop on Saturday. You're going to end up at the Wharf on...
Yeah, we are. Yeah. Drinks and nibbles. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's part of the package.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. Mm. Cool. All right. Folks, we've been talking to Tina Shaw, who is one of the tutors for tonight's event. Give us the name of that one again.
Grit and Dreams at 5:30.
And that's World Building?
At the Old School.
Okay. And that's only $15. And can people just turn up, can they? Or do you need them to book in?
I think you can turn up, but go online anyway and you can book. It's easy.
Okay. Yeah. Mm. And then tomorrow, Saturday, an all-day event starting...
quarter past nine.
Okay, I was trying to read the poster behind you, but I couldn't quite see it. So, yeah. And that's at the Old School with there's five different tutors, including you and Anne Neville, talking about publishing. And that's $80?
$80, otherwise $60 if you're with the Old School. And there's a student discount
as well, yeah. And so, and they can just go to the raglanartscentre.co.nz website. I see I'm looking at the page now. So, I figured that. So thank you heaps for coming in, Tina. Really nice to chat to you this morning, and I hope people take advantage of this. I know you tried to do it a while ago, and then that power cut that we had, that two-day power cut.
Oh, crazy power cut.
Destroyed the opportunity.
Yeah,
you're back.
We're back.
Yeah.
Yeah, come along.
Yeah, I hope you have a good weekend.